Yeah, that's right.
She had one of those great big iron spoons, too.
Well, I disremember about that now. I believe she did, though. I think I know what you're talking about.
You had smaller ones, of course.
Yes.
Than eight, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that common? What would you generally put on a table for utensils?
Oh, you mean for eat with?
Yeah.
Oh, it's usually a whole lot the same method that we have now, only not as nice an outfit as we got now, but usually about the same thing.
Knife and
fork and spoon.
What did your mother put her flowers in, if she had any flowers?
Well, you know, I don't have a better recollection even having any flowers at that time.
What does your wife use now?
Oh, she uses, see here, look here.
Yeah.
Here, buckets and one thing, and then two, there's some more. Look up there by the house. And,
oh, boy, she's got lots of them. Well, she cuts any and takes them inside.
Yeah, well, lots of times in the winter, she has to move them in order to keep them from freezing.
Uh-huh. This is pretty, isn't it?
Yes. She has an awful nice outfit of different kinds
she
of flowers.
She does indeed.
Here she enjoys it. She has me to plant a row. See them in the window, right, Shanner?
Yeah.
Plant a row in the garden and I work it. Oh. And she takes them and puts them in there in water. I don't know what she called them, but they're awful pretty.
Nice peony out there, too.
Yes.
I've got some little pepper plants. They're only about that tall.
Uh-huh.
But they grow these little red peppers, and they're just as pretty. I can't eat the peppers, but I sure like the plants.
I see.
What did your mother call her good dishes?
Well, I remember it now. She, you were thinking kind of the nature of calling them chiny.
Yeah.
I suppose that's what it was. I wouldn't know what else she'd call them.
Uh-huh. And what did she do after the meal? Well, we mentioned scraping the plates and things. What did she do?
Well, she'd usually then wash her dishes, and then she'd maybe pull one of these little funnel beds out and get ready for the children to go to bed.
Yeah.
One thing or another, we didn't have anything like a TV, anything like a television or nothing of that sort at all, you know, at that time, not a bit. I even remember very well when the first phones come into the country. And I wondered if they was going to make a success.
Yeah.
I remember that very well.
Yeah, I guess
yes.
It was kind of touch and go because only a few people had them.
That's right. Sure, the truth.
It's really miraculous the way people did accept them, though, and did want them.
Oh, yes. Well, it is a wonderful thing. These phones is a wonderful thing. We're getting a good phone system now in our country here now. We've got a dial system here now.
Yeah, that's handy.
It's awful handy.
Well, after your mother washed the dishes, did she do anything to them before they were dried?
Yes. You mean before they were dried? No.
Yeah.
She'd
get the soap off in any way?
Maybe she'd wash them and maybe one of the girls would dry them and they'd put them back what I call a cupboard.
Did she pour hot water on them or anything?
Well, she washed them in awful hot water, but I don't remember pouring hot water on them.
Does your wife do that now?
My wife usually, she doesn't have an automatic dishwasher. She usually just puts her dishes in some pan and put them there in the sink and just turns red hot water on them. And then when the water kind of cools a little bit, she'll wash them and just put them in things and let them drain of their own accord back into the sink. Don't never wash them, don't ever wipe them with her.
Yeah, and they say that's cleaner than it is to wipe.
That's the way she does it anyway.
What do you call this business of getting the, well, if you're washing clothes, after you put them in the soap, then you put them in clear water?
Rinse them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted
to
know.
Rinse them and then you'd have what they call bluing water, you know.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
Put some bluing in some water.
And it's bluing for ink.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Those old pale blue ones. Did your mother have anything she put in a dishwater to wipe the plates and things?
That's the only thing. You mean to get that stuff off of them?
Yeah.
About the only thing I remember is some of this.